Who knew what and when? More than 5 years after the disastrous switch from Detroit water to the Flint River, the people of Flint are still seeking the answers to those questions. In other words, accountability. Well, now a joint investigation by MLive journalist Ron Fonger and journalist Emily Holden and Jessica Glenza of The Guardian found executives from a major city contractor knew people in Flint were at risk of lead poisoning and didn't speak out. Ron Fonger is with us now. So, Ron, we're talking about a company called Veolia. Who is it and what were they doing in Flint?
Veolia is a large corporation. They do consulting and operations and management in a number of utility areas, including water. And in 2015, in February, they were hired to come to Flint to consult with the city to assess the water system. And at the time, of course, Flint was in violation of the Safe Drinking Water Act because of TTHM in the water. It was having problems with broken lines and bacteria, and people were becoming more and more upset about something being wrong with their water, the discoloration and the smell.
And that so was 10 months after the switch happened then.
Right. So even though within a month of the switch to the Flint River having happened, people were complaining about this, but things got increasingly worse with the bacteria and with total trihalomethanes being in the water. And Veolia was brought in. They say that the scope of their contract was limited and that they were trying to help the city in a limited way. And the city indicated that they wanted a top-to-bottom assessment of the water system.
And so as you found out in this investigation, Veolia executives came to suspect the water could be poisoned. And how long was that before the residents were first made aware of the lead in water problem?
Well, it took Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech to come forward and release his own independent analysis of Flint water in September of 2015 before people actually were told just how corrosive the water was and the resulting amount of lead that was coming out. And as I said, Veolia was here in 2015, and their own emails indicate that they were aware of this discussion of lead in the water, specifically at the University of Michigan, where they found some high levels of lead there. In a way, they became like the city government, the county government, the state government, and the federal government, all of which knew that there was elevated levels of lead in Flint's water after it changed to the Flint River, and yet the public never found out until this professor from Virginia Tech came forward several months later and exposed it.
And in your investigation, along with the journalist from The Guardian, you FOIA'd and you fought for internal company emails. So what's the story those emails tell about why Veolia didn't get the word out to the public?
I have to give credit to an organization called Corporate Accountability, which actually originally obtained the documents, which are a public record. They are part of a lawsuit that was filed by the state of Michigan against Veolia and another engineering company. The emails back and forth between the executives at Veolia were they concerned a lot of things, including this discussion of the lead discovery that was never made public. But they also talk about the potential for having future business with the city of Flint. They talk about resistance from emergency managers and others in the city of Flint to switching back to Detroit water, despite that being probably the best solution that could have happened at the time.
Your story contains some emails that really, really stick in my mind. I'm going to quote a bit of your story here, Ron Fonger. Veolia Technology Vice President Bill Fahey emailed senior executives calling for the company to advise Flint to change its water supply, adding, quote, "The politics of this should not get in the way of making the best recommendation." Reiterating the call in another email, he added in caps, "Please, this will come back and bite us." And then another Veolia exec wrote to complain that the company's business development department refused to suggest to the city it should switch its water, stop using Flint River, and again came this plea, "Please, this will come back and bite us." So how does the company defend this? What did they say to you as you tried to talk to them for this story?
I worked on this story in concert with a couple of other reporters from The Guardian, Emily Holden and Jessica Guenza. And Emily Holden from The Guardian had the direct conversation with Veolia, but they responded to our questions about this. They say that they warned the city officials about the possibility of lead contamination and that the city resisted discussions about the need to change its water source. They indicate that they did that more than once. And there is evidence to show that they brought up the need for corrosion control, but in the reports that were ended up being made public, those same reports, both in person and in writing, didn't indicate that needed to be done because we had a problem and a growing problem with lead in our water.
Yeah, your story says. They never mentioned lead contamination.
Right, and former Mayor Dane Walling indicated this when I talked to him because he was in some meetings with Veolia at the time, and his own notes from that time, his handwritten notes, indicate that they were talking about corrosion control, but he recalls that the discussion was all around doing corrosion control, and their reports indicated, too, that the need to do corrosion control would help with the appearance of the water. There's no indication in the reports out to the public that lead was a growing problem here.
Yeah, and meantime, Veolia, as you point out in your story, was angling for future work with Flint that could have netted a $15 to $30 million annual contract.
They had discussions internally about that. That's part of what the emails show, that an operations management type of an arrangement with the city of Flint could be worth $15 to $30 million a year.
And Veolia was being sued by the state attorney general, and just kind of bring us up to speed where things stand with that suit.
That lawsuit, most elements of that lawsuit, most of the complaints against both Veolia and another engineering firm, LAN, were dismissed by a Genesee County Circuit judge. That just happened a couple of months ago, and we reported on that. Mm-hmm. One element of the case still remains, but when it was looked at by a judge in Genesee County, he did not find that the state, you know, had met its burden in terms of what it was claiming against Veolia. So the lawsuit is still there, but the majority, I think 5 out of the 6 claims that were made by the state have been dismissed.
And meantime, as far as accountability that the people in Flint are looking for, it seems from your story that they're still looking for it.
Yes, that's fair to say.
Ron Fonger, journalist with MLive in the Flint Journal. Thank you so much. It's been very good to talk with you. And as I wrap up my career, I want to thank you for all the great conversations we've had on Stateside.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck going forward.